Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Kenny Talk Experience. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. You have made it to hump day. I like to say that. The weekend is almost here. No need to fret. Shout out to everybody on Dollhouse Radio listening. Shout out to Dollhouse Radio. Kenny Talk is in the building. Wake up, everybody. It's about that time. It was a pretty day today. We got a great show ahead of us, and I got some things that I need to get off my chest, man. I got love for all the lovers that are out there in lover's land, walking down lover's lane, doing all the good lover stuff. I want you to stay walking. I want you to stay in that environment. You know what I'm saying? You deserve it. Why not? We got a great show ahead of you. When we come back from our first quick break, I'm going to jump right into the relationship truth part of the show, where it's just a post that I'm going to read that we posted this week or last week, I don't know, on Facebook. Remember to follow us on Facebook, add us, Kenny Talk Experience. Twitter, we go hard, at Kenny Talk EXP. We do. Also on Instagram, KennyTalk_. And holler at us. We got some serious stuff that we be posting, and we want you to be a part of it. Okay, the topic of the show tonight we're gonna jump into after the break is gonna be getting through tough times. Dealing with tough times. Exactly what does that mean to you? You know? What does it mean? What is the definition of tough times to you? Can you get through them? And you know what? I got a little game I want to give y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want to hip you to what's going on. And the reason why I want to do that is because guess what? I got love for you. We go hard on the Real Relationship Talk Show. Yeah. All right, let me jump right into a break. I'll be back faster. You can say cat in the hat. Let's get it.
Let that money go, it coming back, it like a yo-yo. check out their logo. Polo, Louis V's, and them Gucci G's, and my wrist and neck on freeze. So sick I just might sneeze. These niggas are nowhere in my league. Please believe I can do this shit with ease. Sweat it in my cup of tea. Ooh, we good grief, damn boy, I'm on that loud now. I'm the king of this shit. Now tell them such a bow down. Chevy sitting tall, got a nigga looking down now.
About time to jump right into the conversation, right? Thank everybody, all the new people that's joining us. I see you out there. We see you, man. Shout out to you. Thanks for listening. Remember to let your friends know if they missed the live airing of the show that you can jump right on to our page on either Twitter or on Facebook. Click right on that link. You can listen to the show anytime you want. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a friend. Okay, the relationship truth is a post that we post every week, and I want to jump right in, or every day. I want to jump right in and read you. I think it was one of them from this week. It goes as follows. There is a major difference between settling for love and settling for less. I like to put it out there and kind of let it marinate. There is a major difference between settling for love and settling for less. I'm going to go to all my Facebook people out there that all hit me up and let me know, what does that say to you? What does that mean? This one got quite a few likes, as if y'all could feel it. A lot of people could feel that one right there. But what exactly does that mean to you? Okay. I got somebody that's speaking on it. They say, it's one of our Facebook friends, and it goes as follows. She says, when it comes to settling for love, too many of us do it. That's why we're unhappy in relationships. I feel the quote is actually saying that love is not the exact same as less. Settling for less keeps you unhappy. It's almost as if you kind of say that, in other words, settling overall is not a good thing. So the quote is not really saying that. It's actually saying, I think that at some point we all find ourselves settling for love, like settling for the person that we're with because of how much we care about them, you know. We find ourselves doing that. And what makes us do that? I mean, everybody, you can't hold everybody to the exact same standards, right? If it's somebody that you really care about, you can't hold them to the exact same standards of just anybody. So guess what? And you will do, you will allow certain things, you will overlook certain things, and you'll be happy in your relationship. There's so many women out there that are in relationships right now because they settle for love. They don't settle for less, they settle for love. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shout out. All right. Now, why did I actually choose that one, Kenny Talk? Why did you choose that one? Well, because when you talk about settling in relationships, settling for love, you want to settle for what a person puts you through, right? Well, people settle or need to learn how to settle for what you're actually going through. Here's the funny part. Now, the topic of discussion is getting through tough times, right? Getting through the tough times. Tough times are the reason that a lot of us feel like we don't stay in relationships. We keep it moving for that particular point. If we feel like the going gets tough, if there's a storm, if the waters are if there's a lot of turbulence, you know, if the ship starts shaking, if the ship seems like it's about to sink, we gonna jump ship, right? But the problem is that when you talk about settling for love, that means that a lot of us get into relationships, a lot of us go through things with people, and when you run into these storms, you start looking outside of your relationship, you start looking at your options on the side, and you start asking yourself, or you start saying to yourself, man, you know what, I don't have to put up with this. Why would I settle this person that's taking me through X, Y, and Z? I got someone, another option, that's less likely to put me through that. But why settle for less? Key thing that we're going to discuss tonight, everybody, and I want y'all to pay close attention, because I'm going to drop some solutions on you, too. Right? Because we don't just talk on a real relationship talk show. We give solutions. Real issues, real conversation, you know, real topics, and real solutions. Yeah. So I'm going to jump right in. First and foremost, what we have to decide is what is the person that I'm with? What is your, or that you're with, is your definition of hard times, tough times in relationships? What do you consider rough times? We all have different definitions, and I think that if we have different definitions and we don't discuss them, then once hard times come, from my perspective, or from my perception, I won't know that that's not considered hard times to you, right? So therefore, you won't be able to put in the effort to help me get through this hard time that you're putting me. I'm going to rewind. I'm going to make sure you're following me on it. One of the biggest things that I actually have ever said in a relationship party or whatever you want to call it, gathering, seminars that you know, the Kenneth Talk experience, is that I said that we are taught how to get in relationships. We're taught how to attract people. You know, we're taught how to make people like us, sexually attract people, you know, to convince people to have sex with us. I mean, we are taught to hook up, right? We go in depth. There's so many different levels of hooking up that we study, but nobody looks into study of staying together. When we meet up, when we're dating, one thing we talk about is the expectations we have in relationships. We always talk about things that we expect you to do or what the levels, things we expect you to meet. Nobody sits down and talks about what is your definition of what would you consider in tough times? I actually sent it out on Facebook. I sent it out. I said, hey, how would you define tough times in a relationship? Right. I had an open conversation today with a couple of females about what is your definition of tough times. Right. And a lot of them said the exact same thing. Right. Talked about deal breakers. It'll make you feel like, nah, this is not a tough time we're going through. But I've just experienced, or what you just done, or the behavior that you just implemented, is a deal breaker. Now, I'm going to go over some of them for you. Some of them actually saw. I want y'all to follow me. Those that are listening, you're listening to Dollhouse Radio Zone, the Kenny Talk Experience. The Real Relationship Talk Show is what we call it. And we're talking about getting through tough times in relationships because we want to prepare you. We want to let you know there are going to be things that you don't agree with in relationships, things that don't sit well, things that may rub you the wrong way or make you feel some type of way. So how do you deal? All right. So here are some things that we picked up on from our Facebook friends. Everybody that's out there, got a lot of Facebook friends. Make sure you add us. Check it out. Cheating, they consider as, some of them consider it as something to get through, like a tough time. Some of them consider that as a deal breaker. A friend of mine say hygiene is considered something that they consider a straight deal breaker. We're doing deal breakers and we're doing getting through tough times, right? Deal breakers and getting through tough times. Okay. Not listening is definitely something that they consider as, guess what, makes it difficult to get through tough time. If you're not listening, if you're not communicating. Now, the funny part about communicating, it's almost the same thing when you talk about listening. Let me see what else I got here. Y'all hit me up on Facebook, inbox me right now. Let me know if you haven't responded yet. Tell me, what is your definition of a tough time in relationships, or a rough patch? What do you consider that as? I think I see here. Let's go to Facebook real quick. I see where I got a young man is saying he feels that when his girlfriend cheated on him and he was in the process of trying to forgive her, that was that he thinks that that is a tough time. Trying to get through forgiveness. I can rock with that. You trying to forgive a person, or you trying to overcome something that they've done, right? What else? Everybody cheating. Okay, I got that. See, everybody respond. A lot of people responding. But I'm seeing cheating, 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 cheating. Fighting, right? Financial. Okay, now we got something. Financial issues is considered getting through tough times, because what woman wants to go through financial problems? You know, as much as women love to shop, as much as women like to be able to buy whatever they want, have a solid family foundation, consider going through a tough time. Okay, I got babies out of wedlock. So, I mean, I think that's going to be kind of fall up under cheating, because it's like once you are dealing with cheating, yet and still you opt to try to work it out. Let's say working it out, trying to work it out through cheating, trying to work it out through differences, trying to overcome conflicts. You say you like it this way, I like it that way. These are going to be some examples of tough times, right? I wanted to kind of share those with y'all. I want to share those with y'all tonight. First of all, because I feel like a good solution in order to be able to get through tough times is you have to know what your mate considers tough times, right? You got to know what your mate considers a deal breaker. Point to where you will say, that's it, I'm out. If you don't know what this is, how are you going to face it when it actually happens? Or if it happens? Or if you do know what it is and you don't communicate it or even deal with it, biggest question, or you don't, you know what I'm saying, how are you going to get through it? You have to have a plan to get through tough times. And you got to be proactive about it. That's the only way long-lasting relationships remain long-lasting relationships. Like on last week's show, we discussed, we talked about every time you hear about a couple that has been married for 30 years, 25 years, 20 years, or a guy that says I've been with my girl ever since high school. This is my high school sweetheart. People go, oh, that is so sweet. That's one of the most difficult things to do, is to get through tough times in order to be able to say that. That's all I'm trying to say. That's one of the most difficult things to get through. Through tough times. And it's cool. We all got things that we consider tough times, but let's talk about it. Let's get to the point. Let's get to the point to where we understand what each other's definition or perception of tough times is. Let's make sure we understand what people's definition or perception of what a deal breaker is. Let's know what that is up front. That's how you can get those years up under your belt, right? Let's stop having the expectation that you have a long-lasting relationship or someone stick with you through thick and thin. That's what they call it, or for better or for worse is what they say. Somebody stick with you, right? Let's stop expecting people to do that if we don't talk about or set up some type of plan in order to be able to make it through. I heard a guy say that he went through drug addiction, financial problems because of drugs. I mean, women, all kinds of stuff. But he had a woman that stuck with him, right? Now they're happy and they're still together. There's happiness at the end of the tunnel is what I need y'all to know. So the point I'm going to jump on next is, I actually touched on it on one of our other shows, an article that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith actually were involved. They actually spoke on in a little article. They interviewed them about this, and they were speaking on how we have to get to the point where we understand that turbulence or tough times in relationships doesn't mean that it's the end. We can't give up. We give up too easily nowadays. Go to the Facebook group. I got a post I want to say. But, okay, she says, the reason why people is tough, she said, the reason why it's tough for people to get tough times is because of the fact that the behavior or the things that happen in the relationship that brings about this turbulence, it's safe to assume it's going to be an ongoing thing. If it's going to be an ongoing thing, why should I stick around and put up something like this? And that's a very good point. Let's thank our Facebook friend for posting that. But that brings us to the article, right? We have to identify things that we consider deal breakers and hard times in communicating. Because at the end of the day, our relationship sticking together is all we got in relationships. Not sticking together is the reason why relationships don't last. Let me get back to the article real quick. The article spoke about what Will was saying. We mistake cloudy days, dark days as end. We give up. We want out of the relationship. We gone. He also went on to say is that his relationship with Jada has seen dark days. says that his relationship with Jada had actually died. How many of you guys have ever been with someone where the relationship just died? Or something happened that made you say, this is it, deal breaker. Back to the deal breaker. What exactly did you do? What exactly did you do? Okay, on Facebook, they say, here it is. On Facebook, they said that what they did was they broke up with the person. I mean, that's obvious. They left. I got a guy saying that, you know what he did? He moved on to the next. Let me go to Twitter. I got a guy saying, oh yeah, he got a few typos in there. Only get 140 characters. He says that he dated her friend. All right, that's funny. That's funny, because he dated her friend. I mean, if that's what you want to do, you know, however you see it. But you have to be able to resuscitate your relationship when it dies, is what he went on to say. You have to get to the point to where you understand that, guess what? If what I have for this person is real, if what I have for this person is something that I don't want to lose, then guess what I got to do? I got to plan. I got to figure out a way to bounce back from this, right? I got to bring the relationship back. How in the world do you do that, especially when you talk about cheating, man? Nobody wants to be cheated on. How do you do that? Well, just when we refer back to the post, the relationship truth, you have to understand that settling for love is not settling for less, because you're getting something out of the deal, so it's not less. Just go back to those posts that I also put where I remember saying a long time ago, this was a long time ago, if someone cheats on you and you call yourself giving them another chance, you actually are not giving them another chance. You're not giving them another chance to be with you. You're giving yourself another chance to be with them. Because nobody stays where they don't want to stay. Once the deal is broken and you say you're fed up, if it's real, then you're gone. You are gone. If you bounce back, say, hey, well, let's try to work things out. I'm going to give you one more chance, Kenny. You're not giving Kenny another chance. You're giving yourself another chance, because you're getting some out of the deal. You don't want to leave. But we like to make our lovers feel like I'm giving you another chance so they won't do it again, so they won't mess up. I get that. But when it comes to sticking together and getting through those tough times, you're going to have to give yourself another chance to be with that person if you really love that person, if you really want to be with that person. Because let me tell y'all something before we go to break, because we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to do the Keeping It Real letter. And the Keeping It Real letter is emailed, inboxed, or whatever, sent to kennytalk69@gmail.com, or they hit us up on Facebook, and we read them off, man. Keeping It Real letter, we're going to read, and we're going to drop some game on it. And if y'all want to join in on it, make sure you do. You can give us a call at 646-595-4038 to comment live. You got to give yourself another chance to be with a person when you're going through tough times. You got to set a plan on how to get through tough times. You know, you got to include your lover on what you consider a tough time, right? Because tough times come before you get to the point where there's deal breakers, and then you're breaking, and then you're breaking up with the person. You know? We got to make sure that we're proactive at saving what we have and not waiting all the way up into the point of this dissatisfaction and expecting immediate change only to end up not getting it and doing what? Breaking up and moving on to the next person. There's nothing like a person who gets hurt in a relationship. And I'm going to say this before we go to break. There's nothing like a person that so-called gets hurt in a relationship. I mean, hurt to the point to where they fall out on the floor, kicking, screaming, throwing stuff. You killed me. I'm about to kill myself. And all, there's nothing like seeing a person go through all that and then say, okay, we're done. Break up with the person and still be walking around miserable. Because deep down, you didn't really want to be without that person, you know? Or you see someone get so upset with something that happened, or not that they don't get upset, they just break up and just leave each other. Well, you know what? Or you leave a person. You just leave. Like, you know what? I'm done. Bye. Right? It ain't nothing like seeing a person go through that only to be walking around town or walking around a job sad, feeling sad, you know. You're around the job or you're around the city, you're sad. You don't know how you're going to bounce back from this. You're in misery. You're in mourning. And the only reason why that be the case a lot of times, it be 100% the fact that you're not with that person. Right, it's one thing to not be with a person after they've hurt you, as opposed to being with a person after they hurt you, because you can be consoled by that person, the person you really care about, but there's no consoling. Guess what? When he's not around, there's no consoling. Everybody, you're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. And guess what? We're about to go take a real quick break. We got to take us a real quick break to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. We'll be back with the Keeping It Real letter where I'm going to go in. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm just going to tell the truth. And remember, we want to give you guys some pretty good solutions. We're going to give you solutions. We want to tell you what the truth is, right? But we do leave it up to you to be able to accept it, because we know in relationships there is no right or wrong. There's only what you will accept, right? We understand that if you're deal with it, regardless of what it is, then we just need to be happy for you. We need to get out of your business. All right, we'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. Let's do it. Shout out to Facebook, man. They showing love tonight. Tell your friend to listen to the show. we're back. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and those who are just joining us, we are discussing, guess what? We're discussing getting through tough times. That's what we're talking about today on the Kenny Talk Experience, right? And we've, you know what? I think that we've dropped a little bit of insight. We've given you some things to kind of think about. And that's the goal for the Real Relationship Talk Show, is to give you some things to think about. We want you to do things different, right? We want you to be able to understand that, guess what? Sometimes you have to do something that you never did in order to get what you never had, especially if you're going to keep it. It's the keeping it real letter. I get a chance to read, right? The keeping it real letter. Comes from the tri-state area, Connecticut. What's up, Connecticut? Thank you for writing in. The Real Relationship Talk Show. Let's dive right in. Let's check out her letter. All right. The hardest part of my relationship is trying to keep it together. I am tempted so much to walk away from the relationship because of communication problems. It seems my lover doesn't hear what I'm saying, as well as continues to frustrate me. I love him with all of my heart, and I do want to be with him. But a lot of things that are happening in the relationship makes me feel like we're not going to make it. We have a six-year-old daughter that I want to grow up in an established home. I'm at the point where when it comes to his immaturity, when it comes to his focus on trying to establish a family at this particular point, I'm at the point where it feels like I'm going to have to move on. I really do not, and she wrote this, she got this capitalized, I do not want to break up my family. I'm in love with this man. I love the fact that we have a family together. I feel that I can't get through what we're going through unless I move on to someone else. You keep it real with my situation. All right, well, thank you. Man, much love. Thank you for writing in, right? Okay. I didn't really hear many specifics, except for I heard immaturity, right? I did hear focus on trying to create a family environment. Don't seem like he's focused on family right now. Okay, Connecticut, so what is he focused on? That she frustrates, he frustrates her. Wow. It also says that when it comes to her trying to fix this, the only way she can see it at this point, and that he don't listen, is to move on to someone. I can tell you one thing, moving on to someone else, Connecticut, is not going to be what's going to fix the situation. It does seem that there is a communication problem, you know. There's a breakdown in communication. Sounds like you've been saying some of the stuff over and over and over and over and over and over again. And that's where the frustration is. Yeah, I can empathize with that. Who wouldn't get frustrated saying the same thing over and over and over and over again? Who would? But I gotta tell you this. If you're saying the same thing over and over again, when are you gonna understand that what you're saying is, or the way you're saying it, or the way you're going by it, in effect? You have to understand that communication is one thing. I can speak English to a person that speaks Russian and don't understand English, and we can be communicating. We won't know a whole lot of what we're saying, but I can watch body language, I can watch the facial expression, saying, in a sense, you could be communicating with me in some shape, form of that. But effective communicating would be for us to identify that the language that we're speaking, we don't understand, and we need to do some sign language, draw some pictures, or whatever, in order to be able to better communicate with each other. Or sometimes it's just simply how you're delivering it, Connecticut. What are you asking of this person? What word choice are you using? What is your lover's reaction when you start trying to communicate this? How does he react? Does he shut down? Does he leave? Does he start yelling at you? At what point do you bring it to his attention? When he's in the middle of doing something else? See, these are just some questions I'm asking, right? But I guarantee you, if you go back and analyze it from that perspective, it could help you better communicate with him. Right? Maybe you need to tell him, ask him, how can I get this across to you? Or what is your understanding of what I'm saying? You know, guys already don't like to express themselves. But you got to make that type of attempt. I didn't hear anything in the letter about cheating. I didn't hear anything in the letter about him beating on you or anything or causing harm to you or your daughter. I do know that based on the letter, you indicated that, guess what? Guys had a pretty good relationship. And you love family environment, bringing your daughter up in a family environment. But don't leave, because if you leave, it's not going to fix the issue. I think you just need to reanalyze the way you are communicating. A communication is one thing, but effective communication is the next other thing. Now, I just wanted to keep it real. If anybody want to speak on it, make sure you do. Give us a call, 646-595-4038, right? Or you can inbox us on Facebook. Me up. A lot of stuff, and I apologize, I'm not able to read everything you guys are saying. Y'all be going fast, man. But you know what? I appreciate you for listening. When it comes to wanting a committed relationship, you gotta weather the storm. You gotta weather the storm that comes with it. And the storm that comes with it depends on the person that you want to be in a relationship with. You gotta want more than just the relationship itself. Because if you only, and I want y'all to hear me when I say this, if you only want the relationship, then you're not going to get through tough times with the individual. Because the relationship makes you feel like, guess what, I can get another one of those, right? But the individual, you can't get another individual that's like that if that's who you love, if that's who you really, really want to be with. If you really, really want to be with that person, you can't find another that person. But you can find another relationship. So that's a solution I want to drop on your head right there, or something to really think about. You guys got to, everybody, we have to understand that, guess what? We have to understand that getting into another relationship is easy. But finding another individual that you love and that you're willing to go through storms with is not easy. So when you find that person that you're willing to go through the storms with, when a storm comes, don't think about leaving. Right? If the person that you're with at this point as we speak, as we're speaking on the Real Relationship Talk Show, you heard it first from me. If the person that you're with right now don't make you want to go through stuff with them, if the person that you're with right now don't make you feel deep down it's not worth, there's something that they can do to make you feel like it's not worth dealing with a certain thing with that person, then you're in a relationship with the wrong person. You are in a relationship with the wrong person. Because it's easy. It is easy to get in a relationship. But it is so, so difficult to do what? Find another person. Find another person like the one you love. You heard it first on the Real Relationship Talk Show. Real Solutions, only on Dollhouse Radio. So if you guys want, hit me up, inbox me. What say you on this subject? You know? Because I think that the Kenny Talk experience is, I want it to serve as a forum, right? I'm not 100% always right. I'm not. I am not 100% always right. The information that I bring don't just come from my head. The topics may come from my head. The direction may come from my head. But a lot of the dialogue, a lot of the stuff that we are speaking about on here, it comes from you. This is your platform. That's why I like to read what you post on Facebook. That's why I like to read your Keeping It Real letters. And I want to thank Connecticut for writing in, right? We're going to be back real quick. We're going to take another real quick break. And then when I come back, it's one more subject matter I want to touch on when it comes to getting through tough times. And then we're going to go to the final thought. And we're going to wrap this up.
Show the sideways, make it in the air.
Yeah. Our house radio's on, the Kenny Talk Experience.
Make it in the air. Legs move it side to side, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air.
Everybody, it's Kenny Talk, and this is the Real Relationship Talk Show, Getting Through the Tough Times. What do y'all think about the show, tonight's show? Y'all think it was helpful? Did we drop some kind of game on you to really help you get through? Now, there's not really, I really don't have the specifics as far as what you need to do, because as far as how to get through them, Because number one, it depends on what your definition of tough times are, as well as what individually you're capable of doing, you know, in order to overcome it. You have to set that plan up. You have to set that plan in motion. You got to be like, you know what, man, I need you to understand that this is what I consider something that could drive you and I apart. This is something that can drive you and I apart. Now, if this ever happens, you know, or if you ever make me feel like this, I need you to know that we got to come up with a plan because I don't want to lose you. I want us to grow old together. And the only way we can grow old together is we got to get through the tough times. We got to be able to do it. We got to be able to do it. I want to thank everybody for your input. Thank Connecticut for writing in. But right now it's about time. It's about time for, guess what? The final thought, man. Let's drop it. It feels so good. Be here with you tonight. I want to drop some real talk on y'all, some spoken word that I write. Remember, if you don't have that book, you better go get it. The truth that tears us apart, the lies that keep us together. Here's the final thought. A long-term committed relationship, being married 20, 30 years, looks good on the surface. When you ask those who have it about the tough times they've endured, it wouldn't have happened. The person they was with wasn't working. The difference between our grandparents and our relationships nowadays is that we give up at first sight of a storm, which explains why so many broken families in our communities, because it happens after children are born. And we are taught how to attract, have sex, and announce our union, but we don't understand that this is only the beginning. We are not taught to have patience and compassion during disagreements and conflicts. This is the problem between men and women. No discrimination. Now, people must learn to repair what they have with the person that they say they love, instead of making that person your ex. Because if you're not with someone that's worth going through many storms with, you will continue to move on to the next. I think I can't put that any clearer. If you continue to date and get in relationship with people that you feel are not worth going through the storm with, you're going to continue to be on to the next. I got a question that I see here. And I appreciate you. And I got to read this. Because it's real. She says, how do you know if that person is worth so early in relationship? You may like a person. You may like what they bring to the table. You may like how they treat you early on. But it's so difficult to determine early on if this is a person worth fighting for. Man, that is the truth. I want to give a bit. Baby girl, I would call your name out, but I'll keep it anonymous. You know, but thank you, though. I mean, you see, it's what makes the Kenny Talk experience what it is. That's a very good, valid point. How do you determine? Well, I mean, it's just like what you said, sweetie. You got to put in some time with a person. You got to, before you announce your union, before you go to Facebook and change that status, I know you're so excited to do so. Before you say, hey, we're in a committed relationship, man, you got to know if that person is worth it. And how do you tell if that person is worth it? You can't just look at what they bring to the table. You got to watch their behaviors, their actions. We as guys, man, it's hard on us because we fall when we really like, but we really want something from you. Man, we'll say a lot of stuff that you just really, really like, right? You gotta listen with your eyes. You gotta watch actions, behaviors. That's exactly what you're gonna have to do, because that determines whether or not a person is worth going through the storm. You want to give yourself time with that person, because guess what? When your life become turbulent, because things do happen in your life, when something happens in your life, watch how they react when it comes to being there for you. You know, when you go through whatever you're going through while you're in it, while you're dating someone, how does that person react? How fast do they jump to the rescue? Right. How encouraging are they with their words when you're going through something? And from a male perspective, when you're going through something, you know, some financial problems, or your car breakdown, or your license get suspended, and you need her to pick you up from work and drop you off at work, right? How does she react? Is she genuinely happy to do it? Right. Not just the fact that she's doing it, because you can say, yeah, man, this girl been together for a long time and blase, blase, blase. And she, I remember when my car broke down, she was taking me to work and picking me up and taking me to work, right? And you know what I say? That may be true, right? But you got to watch the reaction of people. You got to watch the reaction of people when they're doing it. If they call themselves doing it for you. And that is real. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I hope you got something from the conversation, right? We want you to always get something from the conversation. Remember, if you don't have that book, go to Amazon.com. It's called The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together. We'll be back next Wednesday with another exciting show, right? My name is the wonderful, wonderful Kenny Talk. And like I like to say, all the beautiful women out there, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Keep your head up, right? Don't let them see you down. Don't leave a relationship just because someone else feels you should or you think they may. It's your relationship. Be happy with what you have, right? Despite what others think. Yeah. Have a great weekend, a safe weekend. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio, and I'm Kenny Talk saying salute.